The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Lynn Ballard represents District 26 on the Greenville County Council and is a frequent guest here on The Morning Answer. And also joining us this morning from District 24, Liz Seaman, Chairman of the Public Works and Infrastructure Committee, which works with such things on the council as roads, bridges, infrastructure management, engineering, solid waste collection, building codes adoption, traffic calming, stormwater management, Clean Water Act, and a lot of other responsibilities. I'm glad to have the councilman on with us this morning. First off, I want to start with you, Liz. What exactly is traffic calming?
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Traffic calming can be a variety of things, but probably what people would recognize most would be speed bumps.
Ah, okay. Now that makes sense. I get it now. Okay.
Yeah.
So when I go over one of those bumps, that's calming me. Okay.
It's calming. It has nothing to do with trying to, you know, calm down the actual driver per se.
Yes. Thank you both for being with us this morning. This week, Metro Connect voted to move forward with plans to consolidate various special purpose districts here in Greenville County. Three of the affected districts have agreed to the plan, as I understand it, but there's still a few districts who have not. They've sent emails, they've texted. We were all in a meeting on Monday. We heard Bob Knight talk about part of the plan. And one of the comments that has been made a number of times, I read it again yesterday, is that the public service districts view this as a somewhat of a hostile takeover of the districts. Let's start with you, Councilman Ballard. What's your response to some of the comments from the public service districts in saying that they have not had a seat at the table?
Well, thank you for asking, Joy, and hope you're having a good morning.
I am.
Let me sum that up. I was at the Metro board meeting on Tuesday when they approved the combining of the three districts. But before the meeting, the chairman of the Metro board came to me and told me they had met. He and the CEO of Metro had met with two commissioners from one of the districts that has not agreed.
Mm-hmm.
And at that meeting, that district, one of the commissioners said to the chairman, when this started a year and a half or 2 years ago, Lynn Ballard explained to us that county council could do this. He explained to us that county council did not want to do this. And if they could come together in a coalition or whatever you want to call it and make this work, we would be all supportive of that. But he also said if that didn't happen, county council would do this.
Yeah.
And then the commissioner said it has happened just exactly the way he said it would. And this was a year and a half or 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's my response to we didn't know anything about it.
Yeah. Well, and that's a very good point, Councilman, because, to some people outside looking in, it appears that this issue has just sort of come up overnight. I mean, we've just started talking about it. But this has been something that has been discussed for a long time now.
That's correct. And as I think Bob Knight said it the other day, nobody sits around and talks about sewers, period.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
only time people think about sewers is if there's a problem.
Yeah.
Well, Joey, and I'll add, I mean, I feel like, too, there have been, I mean, it's not just a year to 2 years. I mean, this has probably been a 30-year conversation. And, you know, some of us have just, you know, haven't been on council that long. But, you know, when you talk to former council members or other folks who are in government or quasi-government, I mean, this certainly has been going on for a very long time.
Yeah. Well, and let's talk about that for a minute, because I assume that your committee, as chairman of Public Works, you have probably looked at a lot of information on this. Talk with us about the consolidation plan and why now? Why is now the best time to do this?
Yeah, well, so we certainly have looked at a lot of information. And I will say, too, we were very purposeful in trying to include the full council. I mean, I think the idea of doing workshops and putting things through committee of the whole instead of just the Public Works Committee speaks to our desire for the entire council to be educated on the issue. And I think I'm happy that the council has the political will to do it now. Change is hard, and change like this isn't easy. And I think the easy thing to do, you know, sort of to kick the can down the road, much, you know, like we've done with some other things. I think the other thing for me, Joey, is the fact that, you know, we've just passed our comprehensive plan, and it was clear in the plan from stakeholder input and citizen input that they wanted us to pay attention and do something about sewer infrastructure. And so, you know, I certainly don't want to not have the ability to implement the plan. I certainly don't want the EPA coming down on us and telling us how to fix the problems. We want to fix them the way we want to fix them in the time frame that we want to fix them, and for the amount of money that we want to spend. We don't want to be told from the EPA, and we certainly don't want to get cut off in terms of our ability to continue to recruit and grow business.
Sure, sure. Now, one of the concerns has been fire services, because as you both know, you know, some of these special public service districts also offer fire services. So if the sewer services are taken from their responsibility, where does that leave the fire service?
Right. Well, and I certainly would love Linda to chime in too, but, you know, the sort of clean answer is, you know, everything will get consolidated and then everything will get put back out. I mean, the Metro certainly has zero desire to provide fire service. And we also know that fire service is very localized. And, you know, we've heard a lot about the importance of local touch. And so, you know, the hope is, and especially for the three who have already sort of committed, their fire is going to look exactly the same as it does today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the long-term hope with the rest of them.
Yeah. Councilman Ballard, do you want to address that as well?
Yes, sir. And there is precedent here, Joey. In a few years ago, Piedmont, Special Purpose District, approached Metro and said, we've got a sewer problem that's beyond our ability to fix. We would like for you to take over our sewer. That all was done. And Metro took it over and repaired everything, and everything's working fine. And the fire department didn't blink. Absolutely no change whatsoever. And if you talk to the fire chief in Piedmont, he'll assure you that they are very happy with the way things are now.
Yeah.
So it's not unprecedented. The rub right now is, and the way the law reads, if they voluntarily give up, that SPD stays as it is.
Yeah.
If they choose not to voluntarily give it up, then the way the ordinance is written, instead of a special purpose district that makes their own decisions on millage rates and things of that nature, they will now become a fire service area created by Greenville County, and all future millage and all that has to be approved by county council.
Yeah. But can Metro provide fire service? Do they have fire trucks
Metro,
and all the equipment?
No, Metro is not even involved here. Metro, because of the way the law reads, it goes over and Metro gives it right back, and the county will set up special fire service areas to take over the fire. Metro's never going to be involved with fire. That's not
right.
their expertise.
So if this happens, though, I guess my question is, if this happens, and let's just use Parker or Taylor's, for example, and this, you guys consolidate this, we suddenly have two areas here that the sewer is being serviced by Metro, but what about the fire? I mean, does the county run out and buy fire trucks?
No, sir.
Yeah.
The fire, go ahead, Liz.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to cut you off, Glenn, but I think that the hard part to visualize, Parker would still be, their fire district would be the same boundaries and, you know, the same firemen, the same trucks, all of that would be the same. It just wouldn't be an SPD. It would be a fire service area in the most simplest of terms.
So the Parker Fire District would still exist, and they would continue to offer fire services then?
Correct. But as Lynn explained, it would be millage and everything would be determined by the county as opposed to by how it is now, the SPDs.
So the commissioners would go away then? There wouldn't be commissioners calling...
The commissioners now are elected.
Right.
If they become a fire service area, county council will appoint the commissioners, the same as we do in the other fire service areas.
I see. Okay. So basically, the fire these commissioners and the leadership of those areas would change and would become part overseen by the county then.
Well, and there's nothing that's written that says the current commissioners would not be appointed by council. Now, there's nothing that says they will either. But it's just a matter, the biggest difference is twofold. Number one, being appointed rather than elected, and number two, rather than being autonomous and setting your millage rates, you will have to have them approved by council. And by the way, the ordinance is written in such a way that this is initially what it is. And the way the ordinance stands right now, after I believe it's 5 years, the commissioners would go back to being elected again.
Okay. I got you. Folks, thank you both. Liz Seaman, Lynn Ballard, thank you for spending some time. Just not enough time. These are all important issues, and just not enough time to cover it all. But thanks for your time this morning. Merry Christmas to you both, and hopefully we can check back in, because this is going to be a continuing issue, obviously, as you guys get further along with the process.
Joey, thank you so much. Merry Christmas, and happy to speak with you anytime.
Sure thing. Thank you, Councilman Ballard, as well.